After the November election, a storm started brewing about a voting machine company named Dominion Voting Systems.
Tonight, President Trump's latest claim that Dominion Voting Systems deleted 2.7 million Trump votes,
alleging without evidence that Dominion systems were easily manipulated.
These theories that Dominion is flawed, that hundreds of thousands of votes were either not counted for President Trump or switched from President Trump to President-elect Joe Biden.
The company was in the middle of a disinformation tornado. It was accused, without any substantiated evidence, of helping to rig the election for Joe Biden. And as some of the accusations played out on live television, the CEO of Dominion, John Poulos, watched on, stunned.
A lot of stakeholders, I was watching everything related to the election. And I believe it was Sidney Powell. And she talked about explosive evidence about Dominion and its origins.
In fact, it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez.
Having its founding principles linked to rigging elections as opposed to accessibility and transparency. And I just couldn't believe it.
To John, none of what his company was being accused of made sense.
It was incredible, surreal, obviously untrue. And really looking forward to somebody standing up and showing that it was easily, verifiably not true.
But the swirling accusations kept gaining momentum on social media, on right-wing media, on President Trump's Twitter account. This was not going to go away. And John was worried the tornado would leave his company demolished in its wake. He needed to do something about it. The question was, how do you stop a disinformation storm? Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Limbaugh. It's Tuesday, February 23rd. Coming up on the show, how Dominion is taking on disinformation, one lawsuit at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
Our colleague Alexa Kors covers election security and voting technology companies like Dominion.
These companies that make voting machines, they're not household names. We don't really think about them. There's really just a couple companies in the U.S. that make the vast majority of the voting machines we see, and Dominion is about the second biggest.
More than 40% of U.S. voters use Dominion machines, according to the company, including in critical battleground states like Georgia. And it wasn't long after the November 3rd election that Dominion began popping up on Alexa's radar.
And I started hearing about theories about Dominion and its voting machines spreading on social media. And they've also been spreading on some pro-Trump media outlets, Newsmax.
Dominion did everything wrong, potentially on purpose.
One America News Network.
Included an algorithm in Dominion that monitored the race and would adjust the count to keep the election intentionally close.
Some Fox shows did segments where they aired these theories.
These are serious allegations.
And Trump starts tweeting about Dominion. He tweets a claim that had been circulating that Dominion deleted millions of Trump votes around the country somehow to help steal the election for Biden, allegedly.
President Trump had a whole campaign to challenge the election results. One of his lawyers at the time, Sidney Powell, had promised to show the larger conspiracy against Trump.
It's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken.
According to Powell and others, Dominion was one piece of that larger conspiracy. On November 19th, a day that lawyers for Dominion would return to, the Trump campaign held a press conference at the headquarters of the Republican National Committee.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for coming.
There, claims against Dominion took center stage. Sidney Powell was there, so was Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer. You might remember it. It was the press conference where he had black sweat dripping down his face.
Those two lay out a web of theories claiming that President Trump actually should have won the election, and that the election was somehow stolen for Biden.
I know crimes. I can smell them. You don't have to smell this one. I can prove it to you 18 different ways.
Sidney Powell in particular really hones in on these claims about Dominion being somehow involved.
And there should never be another election conducted in this country, I don't care if it's for local dog catcher, using a Dominion machine and Smartmatic software.
There were essentially two claims against Dominion that were picking up steam. One, that Dominion machines were able to be rigged to switch or delete votes. And two, that Dominion was created in Venezuela to rig elections for its late leader, Hugo Chavez.
The allegations are categorically false.
That, once again, is John, Dominion's CEO.
I'm not Venezuelan. I did not found the company in Venezuela.
John is actually Canadian, and the company's U.S. subsidiary is headquartered in Denver, Colorado. Alexa, have you found anything in your reporting that suggests these claims could be true?
I hear from, you know, readers, get emails from people, and they'll say things like, you need to look into Dominion more. The courts haven't examined this enough. Or what about this video I saw online? There's no evidence of widespread fraud. We've heard that from Republican election officials. We've heard that from Democrats.
In cases where Dominion machines were brought into question, like in Georgia, multiple recounts were done to verify the results.
The voting machines produce paper copies of ballots, and they actually conducted two recounts in Georgia of the paper ballots, and those confirmed that Biden had won, which is the result that the Dominion voting machines had showed originally.
Powell and Giuliani shared the allegations at the press conference and during media interviews on TV, but they didn't provide any evidence that substantiated the claims. We asked the news organizations about the segments they aired. Newsmax pointed out it also aired stories noting that Dominion was challenging the claims. And Fox said multiple anchors had fact-checked the claims. But it wasn't just in the media. Powell took some accusations to court. But the cases she brought were dismissed by judges. Even so, the claims spread, and John watched the fallout.
What first crossed my mind was the lack of understanding of how elections actually work across the country. It quickly became apparent there was intentional disinformation being created to obfuscate, to intentionally confuse voters in thinking something was true that it's not.
How would you describe how you felt?
I was definitely frustrated. I wouldn't say I was angry at that point. I've been asked the question often in the recent weeks, have we lost any contracts? Our contracts aren't up for renewal on a weekly basis. But what I can say is that every single customer we have has been negatively affected in a meaningful way from the effects of this disinformation. We have voters that have listened to these messages and have become very upset, believing that they are true, reaching out to election officials, local legislators, state legislators, with varying message along the theme of we need to switch vendors. And so we believe that the harm is going to be devastating for the company.
John knew that his company was going to have to take on the disinformation somehow, even if it meant drawing more attention to the unsubstantiated claims.
We certainly had a lot of discussion on whether or not setting the record straight would be adding oxygen to the fire. It was probably within a few weeks after the claims first started on some of the fringe networks and corners of the internet through blogs that it was on TV every night. We were hearing it from all of our election officials that use our technology, from their constituents, that we came to the conclusion that it isn't possible for us to add any more oxygen to the fire. It was burning so brightly.
And there was a way for Dominion to try to snuff out that fire. An area of law, defamation, made for this purpose. Here's Alexa.
I talked to one legal expert who said, I mean, in some ways, it's a textbook case. Dominion has to worry about its reputation and the value of its business. A lot of that depends on states and counties being willing to work with them. This is what defamation law was designed for, a tool to give somebody to push back if they think their reputation is being hurt by baseless claims. Dominion's calculus here seems to be that these claims have spread so broadly, the company feels like they have to act. They can't just ignore it anymore.
After the break, how Dominion started pushing back.
This episode is brought to you by Workday. Get the whole band together with Workday and pair finance and HR on one platform for an epic performance. With Workday AI at the core, you'll make confident decisions faster than ever, and you'll drive flawless business and finance operations with an agile platform that constantly evolves to future-proof your organization. Be a finance and HR rockstar with Workday. Visit workday.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync, so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, giving ambitious companies like yours the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
In December, Dominion stepped up its efforts to push back on disinformation.
Dominion was responding to these claims, publishing fact checks. Some of the media outlets issued clarifications saying, you know, we looked at these claims, but we want to be clear that we haven't found evidence of widespread fraud involving Dominion.
And, Newsmax would like to clarify its news coverage and note that it has not reported as true certain claims made about these companies.
There are several. And then Dominion decided to take things a step further, and they sent out letters to some of the people who've been airing these claims and demanded retractions and warned that lawsuits could follow.
Starting in December, Dominion sent a flurry of those letters to Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, media personalities, individuals pushing the claims, like MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, and to news organizations that were giving them airtime. Even after receiving those letters, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell continued making the allegations. And Dominion decided it was time to fight back. They were ready to go to court. So why did you decide to take this fight to court?
I really honestly and truly believe we have no option. We've been attacked in a way that is impossible to put the genie back in the bottle. The only avenue that we have afforded to us is the legal process, is through a defamation lawsuit. We owe it to our employees, first and foremost. We owe it to the election officials that have placed their trust in us and our technology, that have been responsibly using our technology for quite some time with very transparent and accurate results. And lastly, we owe it to the voting public to be able to demonstrate in a proper form where there are rules on how evidence is produced and weighed to make sure that it's accurate by actual experts that are independently chosen and have a knowledge of the election process and are experts in technology.
In January, Dominion filed defamation lawsuits against some individuals who'd been spreading the claims. First, they sued Sidney Powell, then Rudy Giuliani, and yesterday, they filed suit against Mike Lindell, the MyPillow CEO. The suit against Lindell didn't really come as a surprise. In recent weeks, he'd been on news shows spreading allegations about the company. Like a couple weeks ago, when Lindell made an appearance on Newsmax. He was supposed to talk about getting banned from Twitter. Instead, he started talking about Dominion.
Now, because we have all the election fraud with these Dominion machines, we have 100% proof. And then when they took it down,
Mike, thank you very much, Mike. You're talking about machines that we at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those kinds of allegations. We just want to let people know.
That anchor went on to read a formal statement about Dominion, and after some more back and forth with Lindell, eventually walked off the set before the segment ended. In light of all that, Dominion's spokesperson practically announced the suit on CNN earlier this month. This.
Mike Lindell is begging to be sued, and at some point we may well oblige him.
In the complaint filed yesterday, Dominion alleges that Lindell made false claims without credible evidence that the company had stolen the election from Trump. The complaint says Lindell, quote, sells the lie to this day because the lie sells pillows. Defamation cases are hard to win. They have a high bar. Dominion will have to prove that Powell and Giuliani and Lindell knew they were spreading damaging lies about Dominion. Or at least they knew what they were saying was probably false, but recklessly disregarded the truth. In a statement, Powell said, quote, "Actual malice cannot be proven when it does not exist. And it does not exist with my allegations against Dominion." Giuliani said the lawsuit would allow him to fully investigate Dominion's history, finances, and practices. And Lindell said he was very, very happy to learn of the lawsuit, saying, quote, "I have all the evidence on them." Dominion said it's seeking billions of dollars of damages because of harm to its business and to its employees.
Every single employee and their families have been really affected because they have tied their personal credibility to this company. In the more extreme cases where certain employees' public information has leaked online, they have been subject to all sorts of intimidating threats, in many cases, actual death threats. In the more extreme cases, we've had to provide physical security for these employees, and in the most extreme case, one employee still has not yet been able to return to his home.
That employee who still hasn't returned home has filed his own defamation lawsuit against some of the same people Dominion has. Disinformation, kind of generally, has been a huge problem that no one seems to be able to solve. Do you think your legal action and perhaps a precedent it could set would be a path forward, a potential solution to this problem?
I, of course, hope so. I certainly agree that disinformation is a huge problem. I think the vast majority of the public would agree that it's a huge problem. What I really hope is that our case will provide a precedent for holding those to account that intentionally create and spread and amplify disinformation with malicious intent.
You said you started out frustrated. Have you crossed over to angry?
I've deliberately tried not to. And so sometimes it's a little more challenging than others. But fundamentally, no, I'm not angry. I understand how emotional elections are. Election results are polarizing. That is a fact. I don't expect that to go away. This is happening to Dominion, but it very easily could have happened to any of our competitors.
Actually, it is happening to Dominion's competitors. Earlier this month, one of Dominion's biggest competitors, a voting tech company called Smartmatic, filed a defamation lawsuit as well against Fox News and others, seeking $2.7 billion in damages. Fox News has filed to dismiss the lawsuit, saying the claims of election fraud were newsworthy and their coverage was protected by the First Amendment. That's all for today, Tuesday, February 23rd. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. And a disclosure, the parent companies of Fox News and The Wall Street Journal share common ownership. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.